The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Well, disaster or not, there's still a campaign going on. But the rules of the campaign have changed to the point that you can't believe these could possibly be the same people putting up all those horrible campaign ads. More after this from David Harris of AJC. Officially, the president is no longer campaigning because he's too busy cutting red tape.
I want you to cut through red tape. I want you to cut through bureaucracy.
He's also giving out his phone number.
I told the mayors and the governors if they're getting no for an answer somewhere in the federal government, they can call me personally at the White House.
And Mitt Romney, he has turned his campaign in Ohio into a relief drive.
It's part of the American spirit, the American way to give to people who are in need. And your generosity this morning touches my heart.
And running mate Paul Ryan, budget hawk though he may be, followed the same compassionate tone in Wisconsin.
We've got a lot of our fellow Americans in the Northeast who are hurting right now. Let's keep the people who are suffering in our thoughts and our prayers.
After every disaster, we see reminders of how fundamentally good people are. Neighbor helping neighbor, neighbors helping complete strangers. And the change is especially pronounced in politicians. Chris Christie. Nothing but praise for the man he won't be voting for.
And the cooperation from the President of the United States has been outstanding. He deserves great credit.
Meantime, there was a new poll released during all this using pre-Sandy data and showing once again a dead heat, except for these two characteristics.
A majority of voters, 59%, think the president understands the needs and problems of people like them. However, on the issue of leadership, Mitt Romney has the advantage. 67% say he has strong qualities of leadership.
Understanding and leadership, which just happened to be the two characteristics on display right now. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.